This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
And I am Keith Finch.
And you are watching or listening to Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Taurus USA and Bleecker Street Media Publications. I don't know. Everything is a media company. That's the problem. Everybody else is media this, media that.
And the problem with it additionally is, on top of our ADHD addled millennial brains, as we are aging into the ADHD, we are on open air media. So we are Bleecker Street Publications, but the actual property that this is on video wise is open air media. So there is a media involved in the publications and this.
So you're watching this on Open Air Media or listening to it. And if you are watching this on Open Air Media, use that link, share it to Facebook, this, that, and the other thing, all those places. And if you're listening on one of your favorite podcast apps, probably Apple or Spotify, go ahead and leave us a review and a five-star ranking. Because, again, I've said it a billion times.
Like, it works.
Podcasts, you know, Apple Podcasts are – for whatever reason, Apple is not crushing gun-related content on Apple Podcasts. Content creators can get good engagement there, and there's different ways to monetize. So, you know, keep doing that. Speaking of doing things right or wrong, let's open this episode by being like, hey, we were wrong about the Gen V and the Gen 6 launch. Like,
we were really wrong.
I don't think either of us thought that Glock was going to be like, here's the Gen V, and then what, a month and a half later, be like, oh, and here's the Gen 6.
Yeah, and I know some people will say that, oh, well, the Gen 6 got quote-unquote leaked, or like there some media got out about it. Like, look, if it wasn't ready, Glock would not have launched it. Like, they would not have pushed the product if the guns weren't ready. The guns were clearly ready because they're out. They're shipping. I know people who have Gen 6s in hands. I have seen a Gen 6. Put it in my hand. They're like, the guns are done. But in no world would I have said, hey, let us launch thing. Let's not even give it time and space to air out. And then let us launch next thing, which will essentially erase prior thing.
Yeah, I actually listened to a podcast with one of Glock's Glock's pro shooter, one of their pro shooters, Shane Coley. Shane's a good dude. The official line from old Glocky is that the Gen V exists to fill in the lineup holes where Gen 6s are not yet available, right? So, you know, your 10 mils, your 45s. That sort of stuff. And hey, that is your official line. And as someone who has delivered many an official line in his career, I respect that. As someone who has delivered many an official line in his career, do I believe that? Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, I'm making my skeptical hippo face. No, but like, I think it is interesting.
We are very much the "are you sure about that" meme on that particular. Are you sure about that?
And here's the thing. Here's what I think. If I were to, you know, use my gun industry insider knowledge here, what I think happened is they released the Gen V as an intentional stopgap. And then I think that they probably accelerated the release timeline for the Gen 6. I think that they're like, I don't think that they plan all along was to, well, actually, let me rephrase that. I think the plan all along was to release the Gen 6 when they released it, right? You drop it pre-SHOT Show, you don't get lost in the sauce of all the SHOT Show drops. It gathers a lot of attention. People are still excited to talk about it at SHOT Show. So I actually think that the Gen 6 launch happened. And what I think, and I think that the line about the Gen V being introduced when it was is not is is a little bit silly. What I think, and this is me thinking out loud, I think the Gen V was going to exist all along. I think Glock had intended on getting rid of the Gen 5s. For whatever reason you think Glock wanted to get rid of them, whatever you think, guys. But I think what they probably planned on doing, what I would have done, is I would have launched the Gen 6 and the Gen V at the same time. I would have said, here's the new thing, it's the best thing. And we're also replacing all of the Gen 5s with this. This is like a go-between. And eventually these will go away and all be Gen 6s. That's how I would have launched it. I would have been like, we made an iterative change to the Gen 5 to get to the Gen V. That's why it's named Gen V, because it's still sort of a Gen 5. Gen 6 is the new thing and it's the best thing. And these are just going to be here until we make them into Gen 6s, because it was easier to
Like
do
you,
that.
if you need a 21, if you need a 40,
Yeah.
if you need a 41, a 20, et cetera, those exist in the Gen V and very clearly delineate that. And you would, and you're right, you would have been able to do that better with a simultaneous launch saying, here are in this pile, here are in this pile. These are Gen 6 guns, these are Gen Vs, the edit to the 5. And they will eventually be a six, or maybe these are the last iteration of
Right.
those particular guns.
And I just think the consumer messaging on that would have been a lot easier to do. But hey, I don't work for Glock. You know, they may have had some master plan that made a lot of sense to them, and God bless them for it.
There also
So.
could be. There could be a piece of information floating out there in the nethersphere that we just don't have, so I can't add that to the planning.
Yeah. I'm making assessments on what I would have done with only the information that I have. If there is additional information that I am not in possession of, that would actually change what happened with this. I think the timing, if we operate from the assumption that their PR statement is correct and that the Gen V exists for the reason it exists and the Gen 6 exists for the reason that it exists, the timing of the Gen V launch just doesn't make sense to me. Unless
Correct.
there was an externality that we're not tracking on that motivated that. So that's, but we were wrong. We were wrong as
We were
fuck about
very,
how they
very,
were going to
very
do the,
wrong.
yeah, they knew
Very
where they
wrong on
had.
that rollout. I fully expected the Gen 6 to, at the earliest, be an NRA announcement to let the Gen V breathe. And it was
And they
way earlier,
said, nah,
much
who
earlier
knows?
than that.
It's here now.
Here we
Oh,
go.
man. Okay, so. Speaking
But
of the
speaking of SHOT Show.
speaking of SHOT Show, it's base well okay by the time if you're listening to the audio version of this, SHOT Show's in a couple of days. If you're watching this on Open Air Media, SHOT Show is now. Like we're there. Like I'm in, where I'm in Las Vegas preparing for SHOT Show. And it's funny because every time of every year around this time, you start getting SHOT Show hot takes. And so that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do SHOT Show hot takes. And these kid, yeah, that we're doing SHOT Show hot takes today. And but we're gonna try to avoid the hot takes that are not hot takes because, for example, a SHOT Show hot take that people will post that they're like, oh, this is, my opinion is there's too many people at SHOT Show. That's not a hot take, okay? Everyone says that all the time. And it's one, there's actually not too many people at SHOT Show. And
No,
I have.
it just happened. It's a convention. It is crowded.
Yeah.
That's life.
And oh no. And like, because I used to be the guy, one of those like, professional industry guys who was like, ugh, all these people are here just to look at guns and da 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 da. And then,
I am also a guy who is there to look at guns.
yeah, I just get paid to do it. Like, who cares, right? Like, I don't give a shit. So yeah, there's so I'm not a big fan of the gatekeeping takes. Another hot take that is not a hot take is oh, what was, oh, I forget it. All right, well,
the one I'm sick of, and this might be the, this might trigger your memory. The one I'm sick of is, I hate going to SHOT Show.
yes, that is not a hot take.
I am very like, look, everybody who has a cyclical trip they have to take, and it's long and it's exhausting, and like you do it every year, it's draining. Like, you don't like that. I get it. I get it. I do. But being like, oh, it's awful, especially when you very clearly, like we do, we have a lot of friends who are going to be there at SHOT Show. Do we like getting stuck in Vegas for the same week in January every year? No, it's like, I don't look forward to it, but I also don't dread it. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work every year.
Yeah,
It's part of my job.
the people who are like, ugh, I hate going to SHOT Show are also the same people who think there's too many people at SHOT Show. That Venn diagram is
Yeah,
an overlapping, it's a perfect
that's a
circle.
lot of overlap. And here's the thing about it. It's, oh man, there are too many people at SHOT Show. Look, I want a lot of people at SHOT Show. I want a lot of.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
People at NRA, because eyeballs and people going past all the things that are going to be available to buy are how people end up buying them.
And you know what? If
Shockingly.
you are the sort of person who gripes about hating SHOT Show, and you also think that there are too many people at SHOT Show, I have a solution for both of your problems. Don't fucking go.
Don't attend SHOT Show.
There we go. Problem solved. Problem stayed solved.
And
But
it's one of those things, because I've heard it from a lot of people. Like, look, I've heard it from like marketing directors all the way, and like VPs and CEOs all the way down to, you know, I'm stuck in the booth for 10 hours, you know, starting and till end, and it's long, and I never get any good food, and my feet hurt, and it was like, mine do too. Those are long days, and I have the blessed status of I have never been stuck in a booth. I've never been there on vendor side of things. So I get flexibility in what I can do throughout the day. And it's still a marathon of a day. I get all of that. But if you think the alternative, like if you're just gonna sit there and complain about, oh, I hate going, then the alternative is don't go. But your trade-off for not going is you don't get that real estate, that exposure, that interaction that you may need to do. Or seriously look at changing how you do the trip. Do you really need a booth there? Yes or no? Or can you schedule meetings with the people you need to at SHOT Show over like a 2 or 3 day period during the middle of the show and be like, all right, I'm gonna chat with these vendors for raw materials on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm going to chat with these distributors on Wednesday and Thursday, and then I am essentially done. My business deals have been set. I can have a vacation day essentially on Friday, or like just wander the show on the slowest day of the show, and I can make it a better experience that way versus, man, I have to have a booth. You might be in the situation where you do have to have a booth. Like you are in that, that is the price of your sins in the industry. You are big enough. You are expected to have this real estate. You are expected to have this space. And I also understand the from the oh man, this is super expensive. It's super expensive to have a booth. It's super expensive to get all these signs. It's super expensive. It is. The vendor shows know that. That's why they do the vendor shows and the pricing the way they do. And it's like we're kind of, you know, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, but it's the price of doing business
Well,
and being visible this way.
and Shot's unique too, because like if you go to say NASGW, right? NASGW is a business show. Nobody goes to NASGW who doesn't have a good fucking reason to be at NASGW. Which, and also, I have never partied so hard as I have partied at NASGWs, by the way. Like the
And
kind of
HGW can go hard.
The
Can
kind of
go hard.
tomfoolery that I have gotten up to at NASGW makes SHOT Show look like a weekend with a bunch of nuns. Okay. But so I have a SHOT Show hot take. And this is directed at a certain group of people. Every year, people will come on and they will make the SHOT Show hot take that the Circle Bar is dead. You are all wrong. Every last one of you is wrong. The Circle Bar is not dead. You're just lame. All right. The Circle Bar will never die because the Circle Bar is a watering hole on the fucking Serengeti. Everybody passes by it, everybody passes adjacent to it. What makes the Circle Bar fun isn't that you go there to see people that you know. I don't go to the Circle Bar to see my friends that I already know. I go to the Circle Bar to meet strangers, and not in like a weird way, but like that's what you do. You go to, I mean, well, actually, before I got married for the third time, it would be in that way. Like you could also do that at the Circle Bar too, but
But
that's the
no,
point.
the circle bar is it will always be, as long as this is at the Venetian, the circle bar and sports bar and square bar over in the Palazzo are all going to be centralized watering holes where you can swing by and either meet new people or look and see if your crew is there, whichever your current mission is at the time. Am I trying to find my guys, or am I just trying to see who's out there, have a drink, and chat with randos? Because
And
that
also,
it's a great place to do that.
they will never die because it is a central navigational hub, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, do you know
Ge
why?
geographic points.
Do you know why towns exist on rivers? Because it's a navigate. You know why towns very frequently exist at the crossroads of two rivers? Because it's an easy navigable hub. The Circle Bar, especially, and the one, and what's the one in the Palazzo?
They call it, I hear it called Square Bar
The Square Bar.
most, but I think
So, but I know which
they
one you're
have
talking about,
changed
yeah.
names recently, but yeah, it's one of the central navigation hubs to
Because
know where
if
you're
you're
at.
in the Venetian and you walk, like there's four different paths that intersect at the Circle Bar. One of them goes off to the convention center, one of them goes back to the rooms, one of them goes over to the Palazzo. I don't know where the other one goes, probably a portal. But the
I had to tangent that because the portal thing made me think of it. I had the weirdest dream the other night that myself and a coworker went into the canal shops, and then we got lost in the canal shops, which is very easy to do, by the way.
It is
Fun fact, they
surprisingly
build
easy.
casinos to get you lost so you will just get bored and then continue doing things that spend money.
I guess I might as well put $5 in this fucking machine.
But the crux of the dream was we got lost and actually like teleported into some weird quasi fey realm where we had to do riddles and puzzles and everything to get back to like the normal part of Las Vegas. So we had to escape room the Palazzo canals, and
Hang on, Las Vegas is a quasi-fey realm, though, just by
yes
in
it
and of
is. I'm
itself.
like, look, this sounds crazy, but also of all the towns where it's kind of like, man, it could happen.
Yeah, Vegas and New Orleans, both fey
New
realms.
Orleans, another
Vegas
one.
and New Orleans. So yeah, but I think that the Circle Bar is dead hot take comes from people who are, again, kind of adjacent to that. There's too many people at SHOT Show. There's this, that, and the other thing. And what these people want, and I understand this, is they want SHOT Show to feel the same as it did when it was still kind of new and exciting, right? This is going to be my, I don't know, 15th SHOT Show at this point. I honestly, I'm not going to go and keep and count them all up. And
It's
the and
pine. It's a nostalgia pine, right?
yeah.
I am looking for this feeling when this was fresher. when
Yeah,
I was
they
still
want the
meeting people, or
memberries.
I had my crew and we were close here.
Yeah. And like, you know, I remember I have friends who don't go to SHOT Show anymore because they've gotten out of the industry. I have friends who you know, have just kind of stopped going because their job in the industry doesn't really call for it anymore. And yeah, of course, I want SHOT Show to feel like it did, you know, on these certain years. But if you do that, and if you only approach SHOT Show with the mindset of, well, I want the memberies of when it was the show that really like was awesome, then you're gonna have a shitty time and you're gonna think there's too many people there and you're gonna think circle bars played out and you're going to, you know, do all of that other stuff.
And guys,
So
the hot take isn't you aren't allowed to be tired. Like, I get
yeah,
it. Some of
no, we're all
this is
tired.
absolutely you are tired. It is perfectly okay to admit that you are sick and tired of these aspects. And the fact of it is you are tired. This has been exhausting for you, and that like that's not it is perfectly fine to feel that
I got
way.
COVID the last time I went to SHOT. 2024, I got COVID in the middle of the show. And I remember it was Wednesday night. I was supposed to go meet somebody for drinks. And I dragged myself out of the bed into the bath, the hottest bath that you can imagine. Ordered room service because I was hungry, but I also felt like dying. And, you know, kind of wished that I could drown a little bit. And then the next day, I felt a little bit better. And then by Friday, I felt fine. Like it was like a fast burn COVID. But yeah, good times.
You are
So
lucky with that. My last tangle with COVID was the slowest of slow burns, and it was rough.
right, give me a hot take, Keith. Give me a SHOT Show hot take.
Oh, SHOT Show hot take.
Ooh, I have a really hot take after this. This is gonna
SHOT Show hot take. And maybe it's not a hot take. But I'm glad to see it's not a hot take. It's just something I'm kind of glad to see. I'm glad to see the death of the Glock killer meme. I'm glad to
Oh,
see
God,
that.
yeah.
I'm glad to see people starting to just let their pistol stand on its own and say, here, we have made a handgun. Here's what it's for. Here's like the purpose of this handgun. It's a concealed carry handgun. We're entering the national and international duty space with our handgun. I'm glad to see the death of the Glock killer meme. People are still going to say it's like, and have fun with it, and it's never going to.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces, Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Truly die, but I'm glad to see that it has left mainstream marketing. Because
Yes.
it needed to.
No. Well, and it's, you know, it's funny. I was just talking about this with a reporter earlier, and we were talking about the TX9, and you know, and this is something that I'll say on this show. I wouldn't say this to like some rando interviewer, but I feel like our audience is fairly high clue. Like, you don't listen to this podcast if you're not. The vast majority of our audience are people who train. They understand, you know, this the kind of the important stuff. And so, you know, I've talked about how a lot how we are in the golden age of 9mm striker fired semi-automatic pistols, right? And when I'm asked about the TX9 and like, you know, where does it fit into this market? The answer for people who understand this is the thing that I've said in the past, right? If you handed me a bag, and in this bag is a Glock 19, an HK VP9, and a Smith & Wesson M&P, and you said, Caleb, you got to rummage your hand around in that bag and you got to carry whichever gun comes out of it. for the every day for the next year. I wouldn't care which gun came out because they're all functionally the same, right? They all do the same thing. And the best thing about the TX9 is it's a Taurus that, if it's in that bag, is in the conversation, right? You put your hand in the bag and you don't care if you come out with the TX9, the Glock 19, the HKVP9, or the M&P, because they're all doing the same thing. And obviously, I wouldn't say that to like a low information gun owner, because they'd be like, wait, are you saying your gun's not good? I'm like, no, my gun's great. Because all of these guns are great right now. They're
The
all really,
all
really
these
good.
guns that fit in the standard of I will trust this pistol as a sidearm without question, all fit in that bag. They all fit in the box. So in that scenario, it's the same argument I have on a lot of ARs. It's like, hey, if you went somewhere and you had to pull a random AR out of these brands, which one would you pick? And it's whichever one I get, whichever one I grab out of the pile. Because I'm looking at a pile of ARs that all work. I'm looking at a pile of guns that all work. So give me the gun, let me zero it, and I'm fine. I'll carry it for the year of whatever I need to do. And if it's a turn in at the end, it's a turn in at the end. Cool. Like, done. That that's one of those things that's hard to convey, because of the competitive nature. It's like, oh, there has to be a better and a worse and anything like that. And it's in reality, we exist in the scenario of once you are good enough, once you have entered the I check all the reliability boxes, I check all the function boxes, and I'm able to keep this much quality control beyond my product, you've made it. You have crossed the line. Welcome to the Valhalla of I make a quality product.
I have a I have here's my hot take. Bring back booth babes.
Yeah,
But Caleb, it's not inclusive. I know. Hear me out. They don't have to be like aggressively slutty 1990s booth babes. Okay. I'm just saying. Bring them back. You know what? Have dude. Oh, you don't know. Here's the thing. Actually, hold on. I said that as like a joke, right? But we have booth babes, but they're dudes with beards and sleeve tattoos. We have tactical booth babes. We have people who are essentially cosplaying as operators to draw you into these booths. They perform the exact same social function as a booth babe. We are putting something that the zeitgeist has deemed to be visually appealing in front of you to draw you into this booth. It's just we
I
have
am just
decided,
appealing to a different fantasy.
it's just that we have decided that our visually appealing fantasy is a dude with a beard and tattoos and an AR-15.
Yeah,
That's,
the
I'm not
one that is
fucking,
okay,
this
the
is a hot
fantasy
take.
that
I'm
is
not fucking
okay
wrong
right
about
now
this.
is the fantasy that is okay right now is I will last stand on this hill alone in my blown out body armor with the last magazines I've got, holding it out as my friends and family escape. Like, that one's the okay one right now. And the, visually attractive women, that one's like, oh no, that's cringy. That's cringy
Like,
right
and
now. We
this is
shifted the fantasy. The
I
different fantasy.
legitimately said like the whole bring back booth babes thing as a joke, and then as I was talking, as people who know me know, my brain works at the same speed as my mouth, right? So I'm like, hold on, no, but it really is like these are just tactical booth babes, and God bless them for it. So really, what we're being right now is we're being sexist, we're discriminating because we only have male booth babes. So we really should bring back booth babes because that would make it equal opportunity. All right, there we go.
There we
That's my
go.
bit. That's my
Equal
bit.
opportunity booth babes.
Gosh darn it. It's America,
Booth
damn it.
babes
That's what we
and booth
want.
rows.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's a fun hot take. I'm sure that won't offend anyone at all.
Oh no, I'm sure we will not get any emails, any messages, or anything. You know what? Here's one. Here's a detour. PSA. If you are in the year of our Lord 2026, if you are on the internet actively threatening people in comment sections in publicly discover social media, what are you doing?
Don't do
I'm
that.
not talking about calling people names. I am talking about threatening them. I know where you live. Your family better watch out. Like, I see these comments publicly a lot still in 2026 over the stupidest shit.
Genuinely the dumbest things you can
What are you
possibly
doing?
imagine. Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, obviously, I've been the
Like,
recipient
and
of.
like someone could, and they have in the past, gone off in our comment sections, but it's every comment section. It could be a TikTok. It could be the silliest thing in the universe, and someone like it will just be the bad day for that person, and they will go off. It names, swearing, whatever. That's fine. Stop threatening people in comment sections.
Yeah, it's that's not even a hot take. That's just good life
No,
advice. And
that's
yet,
this is legitimately a PSA. Stop threatening people in comment sections because that is publicly discoverable information. And if anything at all, even unrelated to the person you were engaging with at the time, happens sketchily after that point, and a good discovery lawyer goes, aha, spicy words on the internet, that could be a problem for you. So
that
don't do it.
can in fact be a problem for you. All right, let me think of one last SHOT Show hot take here. What's a hot take about SHOT Show? And
The
obviously,
here, here's one.
go ahead,
Here's one.
hit me.
The whole my ankles got busted by a bunch of carts and guys in wheelchairs and everything like that. That has been totally overblown, out of proportion every single year I've been at SHOT Show. Yes, there are some dudes running around on scooters and whatnot. Like they have mobility issues. They're not always the most polite about it. Too, but it's a super busy show. There are a billion people around, and a lot of times those guys, they've been waiting to try and get to where they need to go or where they have to go for a while. But the whole, people dragging around carts or anything like that. Since I have been going to SHOT Show, which is not as long as you have been going to SHOT Show, but since
It's
I've
less
been,
every
that has
year.
never, it has never been a super bad issue.
I
So.
remember my first shot was 08, and here's the thing too. Now I'm trying to remember something that happened almost 20 years ago, right? Which is guys, what? So my first SHOT Show was 08, and in my memory of that show, there were a lot of carts, but in the interest of transparency, full transparency, I can't say for certain if that was actually the case, and if I'm just remembering it that way because that's the narrative that my generation of SHOT Show goers has sort of constructed, is that there were old men dragging these RSR milk crates around everywhere they went and just cracking them off people's ankles. Because what's far more likely to happen today is you're going to get clocked in the gut with somebody's
Yeah,
sarsmilaz, the
the SAR bags are
yeah,
everywhere.
someone's going to have a SAR bag that weighs 43 pounds because they've got Lord knows what in it. And they're going to swing it around and clock you in the guts with it. That's probably way more likely than the RSR cart to the ankles is these
That
days.
is way, way more likely. Here's one that's not a hot take, but it's still to me absurd every year it happens. Who goes to SHOT Show looking to abscond with one of the display guns?
That's a great, like, and
Like, is it
yeah.
thrill seeking? And sometimes it's literally just, oh, you are kind of this dumb because it goes missing, it gets reported, and the first thing in that report, in the law enforcement circles and everything, the first thing that happens is all the gun shops that sell parts get notified that, hey, this is missing. So if somebody asks for H&K UMP parts, please let us know.
We had a gun get ripped from the Great American Outdoor Show booth once, and I'm like, why would you steal a deactivated Taurus GX4? Like, one, we don't actually sell the firing pin for, like, you can't go on the internet and buy a firing pin for that. It doesn't exist.
Which means the
So
only way to get that service would be to do a
send it
warranty
to
call,
Taurus.
which would immediately return it to Taurus.
Bro, that would be so, oh my God, that would be so fucking funny if somebody
the
did
amount of
that.
people who've gotten caught at like Range 702 and a couple of the other spots in Vegas because they're like, Hey, hypothetically, if I had this thing that totally went missing from SHOT Show,
That would
could we make
be
it work?
the funniest thing ever. Oh my gosh. So I'm trying to think. What's a good no sad. What is good? Yeah, I don't understand that mindset either. Oh, here's a hot take.
Go.
Because this again falls into the category of, so this really isn't SHOT Show hot takes. This is more me making fun of people who have bad hot takes about SHOT Show that aren't really hot takes. How people dress. Because every year around this time, someone on social media will post a thread about how we should dress more professionally at SHOT Show. Shut the fuck up. All of it. Shut it all the fucking way up. And here's why. If your job, such as my job, requires you to wear a button-down shirt and presentable shoes and not look like a homeless person, then that's how I'm going to dress because that's my job. I've been, that's what I'm going to do. If I want to convey an image of professionalism at SHOT Show when I was a freelancer, I would wear a shirt with a collar on it, you know? But I don't, but if you run, you know, Bob's Pawn and Gun in Campochucky, Massachusetts, and you want to wear a Grateful Dead t-shirt and torn up jeans, that's not my fucking problem. Dress however the fuck you want. Like, I remember these threads where I'm like, man, there are a lot of grown men in here who are really concerned about what other grown men are wearing.
Yeah, there is something to be said. Dress well, your interactions will go better. And now, if you are in the specific spaces where you're supposed to be having serious conversations at that level, yes. But again, if you are there with a checkbook making orders, someone is going to give you the time of day because you are cutting checks.
And to that too, the related thing to that is I have seen an upswing of what is essentially cosplay at SHOT Show. You'll get yeah, there was a guy who was like in a full-on Daniel Boone costume one year and he looked cool as fuck. And I know that like the old heads don't like that either. And again, I don't care. If it's not against the NSSF actually has dress and appearance rules for the show, and they will get you if you are doing something that they don't like. They will get you. So if the
You know what
NSSF
show
doesn't care,
doesn't though, and this is delightful, NRA.
NRA is wild. NRA people actually do cosplay at NRA. Like I've seen
I
people
and
in
I love
full
it.
ass
There's a
costumes.
reason we have the most NRA man competition at NRA. Now that started from someone who definitely wasn't cosplaying. The first one I found, the first one I started this game back at my first NRA, and this was a dude wearing just jean suspenders, in
I
Atlanta,
love it.
just
I
rolling
fucking
around.
love
And
it.
apparently, I talked to some guys, and apparently, like he's a local to the convention center, so like the convention staff was like, yeah, he comes to a lot of conventions, and usually by the end of the convention, this is him. And I'm like, oh, I am sorry, guys. Having worked in the entertainment and safety and liability spaces, it's that happens. I've worked for casinos in the past. Sometimes people will be people, and you're like, yes, this is occurring right now. But the people who actually do the cosplay, finding the wildest thing that someone has come dressed at NRA is a delightful game. That is a
Oh, it's great.
delightful use of people watching time.
I actually like I work extremely hard at SHOT Show. You know, this is my Super Bowl, right? We've spent months prepping for this show for the product launches. I know I'm going to be on camera a ton over the next week. I am it is very much my like the busiest week of my year probably. NRA is the most fun show. It's so great. The people watching, I did a piece for Ballistic magazine years ago on open carry rigs at NRA. And we've all seen this guy. The guy that like was the cover photo for it is the dude who was dual wielding the deagles in the shoulder rigs. And he's also the nicest fucking guy in the world. Like I actually talked to him and he's just vibing. And I'm like, you're amazing.
You sir, have just you have nailed a peak vibe, and just go forth and have fun.
Yeah, no, it's
You're
amazing.
you.
So my final SHOT Show hot take. So I think really if I had to summarize all of my SHOT Show hot takes into one thing, it's stop being so fucking uptight about SHOT Show, okay? Do take care and hey, this is probably good advice for life here. Stop being so fucking uptight and mind your own fucking business.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Take it
Just
down a notch. Just chill out.
let people have fun. All right. Let people do whatever it is they're gonna do, and don't get uptight because some 25-year-old YouTuber, accidentally cut you off as you were, Oh, the last one. People complaining about all the times they're getting muzzled at SHOT Show. Yeah, we've all been muzzled 100 million times. I've had people take sight pictures through scopes at me. Okay. Who fucking cares? All right. Just let that
No,
shit go.
it's not good firearms handling. It's not. It never will be.
Yeah.
We're also in a very limited environment, and it's going to happen. So are you going to waste your bandwidth and your blood pressure and everything like that getting mad about it on the internet? And the person who muzzled you is never going to see it. They're never
Yeah.
going to like it's not going to happen. And two, if they happen to, because you have that much presence online, they're not going to care, and they can't correct it now. And it's
Pretty much.
you're wasting effort being mad about something that you aren't going to change. Where it's going to matter is in the classroom, on the range, with live guns in people's hands. We keep reiterating it there. We keep reiterating it when we're doing lessons online and delivering content that way. We will keep touching on all the safety points, but SHOT Show's full of disabled guns, and you can either accept the fact that none of those guns go bang, therefore maybe don't get completely upset about it, or you can.
Yeah.
And
Regardless of how you feel, just, be
I
cool.
don't think it's worth the effort, man.
No,
I don't think it's
and
worth the
again,
effort being like, I can't believe I got muzzled all SHOT Show. Look, I've worked behind a gun counter. You want to know between the two, which is the scarier experience, being muzzled behind the gun counter or at SHOT Show? It's not SHOT Show.
it's my favorite is when someone dude pulls his loaded carry gun out and points it at you with his finger on the trigger to be like, well, I got this here, Canik, whatever, and I'm having a problem with it. And I'm like, hey, maybe don't point a fucking loaded gun at me, my guy. But regardless of all of that, the moral of today's story is be cool, mind your own business, and have fun. Have fun. And if you are coming to SHOT Show, come see me. I will be at booth 13038 Taurus, USA. Real easy to find. Come out and come see me. And if you see Keith, maybe
I'll be at the Taurus booth too. I will also be over at 13265. I hope I'm saying that fast. That's the IWI booth. I'll be
yes,
bouncing
the good old
between the two of
IWI
those
booth.
quite a bit because I work with those guys the most. So
Yep. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We will probably not have an episode come out the week of or after SHOT Show because we'll be at SHOT Show. So,
Big if, the most capitalized boomer all caps of ifs. If we get the space and time to cut one during SHOT Show, we will, and I'll get it uploaded to our minion, who will not be at SHOT Show, so he might have some bandwidth. But don't expect it, guys. It's a really busy week.
it is a really busy show, and I have to do media for like everybody but this. So, all right, that's it, guys. We'll be back when we're back. Bye.